Do you have an offer that is selling? And the other thing is that when you're looking at your offers, it's easy for people like us as business owners to create offers based on what we know people need. Okay. Keyword here. Most of the time, people buy what they want, not what they need.
Hey there. Are you a small business owner frustrated by the growth of your business and ready to increase your profits, your leads, and sales? Whether you're 1 year in or 7 years in, I want to connect with you for a free rapid fire strategy call. In this free 20-minute call, we will dive deep into your current growth strategy, see what's working, what's not working, and see where you are leaving money and opportunity on the table. If you are ready to stop spinning your wheels and start seeing results from your actions, hop on my calendar today by going to michelledenioconsulting.com and book your free rapid fire strategy session.
Hello, hello, my visionaries. How are we doing today? Welcome back to another episode of The Real Truth About Business. I'm your host, Michelle Denio. How are we feeling? How are things going? Q1 has officially come to a close at this point. And hopefully it was off to a good start. I know for many, 2024 came in fast and furious, right? Like it's just been kind of balls to the walls, really, really busy. I know many, there's two sides to the coin. I feel like there are a lot of business owners who are so freaking busy, they can't keep their head on straight. And then there are other business owners that are feeling a little bit slow and are feeling a little discouraged. And then there's a few that are in the middle, but understand that this is cyclical, right? This is seasons. Everybody's business is different. Do not compare yourself. If somebody is having a balls to the wall, super busy, so busy they can't see straight year, and you are having a bit of a slow year, I want to remind you, do not compare yourself. You have no idea what has been going on behind the scenes for that other person, right? They could have had a slow year the previous year where you were knocking it down, right? Everybody's business goes through seasons and cycles. And so all you can do is look at your own business, look at your own seasons, look at your own cycles, and start to analyze some trends and see what you need to do to move forward, right? So I have some episodes coming up on that further. But today I really want to talk about the three core components to growth. And there's are like, I know you're going to say like, wow, Michelle, three, like you got to have this, you got to have this, you got to have this. But at the end of the day, it comes down to three things in order for growing your business. And I want you to hear them and I want you to remember them and I want you to hear my voice. I love, actually, by the way, I love when you guys say like, oh, Michelle, I heard your voice in my head. I was thinking about this and I heard your voice in my ear. Like, I love when you guys tell me that. So please, if you have that moment, like, please share it with me. Just not only that, because I also, it means a lot to me to hear that when I say something or when I'm sharing these episodes with you guys, that it's resonating and that you're reminded of it and you're remembering it. And so that means a lot. And that's why I do what I do. And that's why I'm here. And that's why I will continue to put out more episodes as much as possible, because I want you guys to have that information. My goal, again, is always to give you the real and honest and upfront, straightforward truth, right? And so anyways, diving into today, the three core components to growth in your business. You ready? It's pretty simple. You have to have a profitable offer or an offer that sells. You have to have a marketing plan to bring people to said offer and a sales plan to get them to buy said offer. That's it. I mean, if we were doing nothing else, right? And you wanted to simplify your business and you're feeling overwhelmed. And if you're looking at Q1 and you're having a little bit of a reflection period, I want you to look at those three things. What offer, how are people finding it, and how am I selling it? Okay, that's it. Do people know that you have an offer? How are they finding it? And how are you closing them? Right? Those are the components to growth. Because if you don't have those three things in place, honed in, zeroed in, with, you know, understanding exactly what's working, then that's maybe why things are not going as well for you as you would hope. Okay. So when it comes to offers, let's break down each one of these. The first thing is you've got to have something to sell, right? And one of the things that I want you to keep in mind, if you're thinking like, man, I have this amazing offer, but it's not selling, or I have this amazing offer and it sells like what? I have one client right now who has an offer. She's like, man, I put it out there and it just sold. And I'm actually in that program. And so she was asking for some feedback, and part of it was pricing. It was an extremely low ticket item. And it was like, well, why not? I got nothing to lose. And it's actually, it's been amazing. And almost everybody felt that way about it. It was like, well, it was really low ticket, right? So there's something to be said for that. But again, that's a topic for another day about like pricing and everything else. But what I'm saying is, do you have an offer that is selling? And the other thing is that when you're looking at your offers, it's easy for people like us as business owners to create offers based on what we know people need. Okay. Keyword here. Most of the time, people buy what they want, not what they need. Okay. I'll give you a perfect example of this in my own business. Most people need help with their offers, right? They want an offer and they need new audience, or they're saying, I need more eyes. I need to build lead. You know, I need new leads. I need better sales. I need help with sales and marketing or something like that. Or I need to create a new offer, right? They're always looking at like, I need to create an offer or raise my prices, or I need more eyes, right? So I have a VIP day and I have the Focus Visionary program, and it all focuses on selling, right? Increasing traffic to your, increasing leads, bringing more people, right? There's a lot of that. But I know for a fact, most people need a bit more of an analyzation. They need to take a deeper dive. They need to do some reflection work. They need to see what's working. They need to analyze their offers beyond just how they're putting them out there. Okay. But people want more leads, right? They want more money. They want to make more money. So that's what we talk about, right? These offers help you make more money. I know for a fact there's so many other factors behind the scenes that they need, but I'm not going to talk about it. Like if I, you know, I'm on a mission to help all of you think data is fun and to eliminate the scariness around the word data. However, when I use the word data, people get nervous. People get scared. They get overwhelmed. They're like, oh, I hate that word. It means numbers. It doesn't. Again, another episode coming on that, but I know that that's what people need, but that's not what sells, right? So if you're looking at your offers and you're feeling like, well, I have these great offers, but they're just not selling, I want you to really look at, are you selling them what people need, or are you selling what people want? Your offer may not need to change. It's all just straight positioning, okay? So you have to have an offer that sells people something that you want. I don't care if it's something that you feel really strongly about and you love it and it's the greatest offer in the world. If your audience doesn't want it or need it, then it's very hard to grow, right? So you have to have a solid offer that's profitable, right? Looking at demand. Then you have to have a solid marketing strategy. How are you bringing people to this offer? How are you bringing people into your world? What is your marketing plan? Is it relationship marketing? Is it social media marketing? Is it content marketing? Is it SEO? Is it organic? Is it Google, right? Like, what is your marketing strategy? Is it networking? Do you have a marketing strategy that's working? If you have all of these marketing strategies, maybe you're trying to do all of them. My question to you is, where do most people find you? Look back at the people that have come into your world. How have they found you? Did you meet all of your most recent people through a networking event? And if they are your right fit audience, go do more of that, right? So really looking at what is your marketing strategy. If you don't have a marketing strategy, very hard to grow, right? If you don't have something that you are doing to get your name in front of new people, then it's very hard to grow. And then from there, how are people buying? Is it easy for them to buy? What is your sales process? Do they even know? I had a client the other day say, like, people think I feel like people don't realize that I'm running this as a business and they think I just do this for fun. Well, I can't tell you the last time she's actually promoted one of her offers and let them know, like, hey, I have 3 spots available, or hey, this is for sale, right? So if you're not telling people that they can buy from you, if there is no sales strategy in place, then that's hard to grow, right? Like, you've got to let people know, like, hey, by the way, yes, this is a business. This is what I'm running. This is how you can purchase it, right? You don't walk into a grocery store and expect to just walk out with all that stuff, right? Like, you have to buy it. They present the off, they put the price tag right there. If you want this, you pay me this, right? So are you doing that? Are you letting people know, here's what it is. Here's who I am. Here's what I do. And here's how you can buy it. I'll send you the link. Go to my website. Click this link. Let me follow up with you. I'll send you an invoice, right? What is your sales process? How do people pay you? That's really it, right? Those are the 3 things that you need in your business for growth. Now, within each one of those, there's a lot of different strategies. And as I always say, there's a million different strategies and they all work, but they're not all going to work for you, nor do you need to implement all of them, right? You need to simplify and hone in on what are the offers, how do I bring people to them, and how can people buy them? If that is not clear, if you can't answer those questions, very simply, what are your offers? Okay, I'm going to do this with you right now. What are my offers? I have a VIP day. I have a one-to-one consulting package, and I have a group program, right? Those are my offers. VIP day, one-off, long-term strategy consulting, one-on-one, group programs. Easy peasy. Those are my 3 offers. These are the ways you can work with me. How do I market them? Primarily through LinkedIn, this podcast, and networking. I am involved in a couple of networking groups that I do very well, that I really love to build relationships. My marketing plan is always relationship marketing. Coffee chats is by far my number one marketing strategy. So from all of that, right, from the podcast, from my networking efforts, and from LinkedIn, all of them, the goal is coffee chats, to have conversations and build relationships. That's my marketing strategy. I do that in multiple different ways, but that's my marketing strategy. From there, sales, my sales strategy is reminding people I have this many spots available, or following up with a proposal if we've had a conversation and they ask for a proposal, or sending them straight to the link, or sending them an invoice. Sounds good. I'm going to send you the link. Buy it. Here's the next steps, right? It's very clear based on which offer, how I'm selling it. I have a follow-up strategy. Hey, are you interested, right? Like, so I have these sales strategies. I can clearly tell you that, right? I'm not looking at any notes. If you're watching this little clip on video, I literally just pulled all of that out of the top of my head. That's how easy it is, right? So if those things do not come off your tongue that quickly and that fast and that clear, then that's where you need to start. Focus on those 3 core components. When you have the, if you need help with that, obviously, that I'd love to help you with that. That's where my VIP day comes in, because this is what I see people are struggling with so much, is having a clear offer with a sales and marketing strategy behind it. So if you're in, if you need help, if those answers did not come off your tongue very quickly, then let's book the VIP day. Okay. But look at it. That's it. Because everybody's looking at all these different things, right? Like, understanding that everybody that's selling you something, right? Like everybody is selling something. Do you struggle with this? Are you having this issue? Do you need help with this? Are you la la la, right? They're all selling you something. That's a sales strategy too, and a marketing strategy. But understanding, where does this fit into those three core components for your business, right? Because if you already have a solid marketing strategy, then you don't need to buy into any of that other crap, right? If you have a sales strategy, meaning like once they show up on a call, they are pretty much guaranteed, like you have your discovery call process down so well. That's another thing. Like I didn't even mention that I have a discovery call and I have the live coaching calls for the podcast. Those are both sales strategies as well. But, and like, this shouldn't be news to you. Side note, pause. I'm going to go off on a tangent here for a minute. When I am selling on this podcast or telling you the things that I do in my business that are selling techniques, and maybe you have partaken in like a live coaching call, or you've jumped on a discovery call, or you've had a coffee chat. Do not think that the only reason I'm doing that is because I'm looking at you like a sale, right? And I think this is where you've got to change your sales mindset for if you do feel like that, is that sales is part of business. Without sales, you do not have a business. So these are part of the sales process, but that is not necessarily, I don't view sales processes, I'm going to do this and it's going to become an immediate win. You know that I don't believe in that. That's not how I feel about it, right? Like, so understand that I'm sharing this with you because I want you guys to have a sales process. I want you to see and go, wow, you know what? That did work. I've had a coffee chat with Michelle. It did work. I had a coffee chat the other day with somebody. And she literally came on the call and she goes, Michelle, when you reached out to have a coffee chat with me, I just want you to know, like, I've been stalking you for weeks. I already knew I was going to hire you. So you came into this call thinking we were just going to get to know each other. I came into this call ready to hire you. Wow. Okay. Right. So that's what I mean by coffee chats are part of my sales process. I was getting to know her. I wanted to learn more about her business, but she was using it as an opportunity to tell me I'm ready to move forward. Right. So that's just what works for me, right? But understanding that when I share these things with you, if you've been in one of those buckets, it's not about like the transaction, okay? Let me just, I love to preface that because I just think so many people need to hear that. But anyway, those are your three components to growth and success. That's it. That's it. Simplify it. Cut out the noise, eliminate some of this other drama. Look at your business. What feels good to you? What is in alignment with you? That's what I want you focusing on. Do you have an offer? Do you have a way to bring people to that offer? Do you have a way to close people in that offer? All right, that's it. Simplify it. Those are your three core components to growth. If anybody else tells you other, I mean, granted, if I was going to give you a four, I think you should have a strategic plan. I think you need to have some plan, some direction, a blueprint, a roadmap, whatever you want to call it. If you don't like the word strategic plan because it sounds too corporate, let's call it a roadmap. Let's call it a guide, right? I don't care what you call it. It doesn't matter. I do believe you need to have one of those too for growth. At some point, you cannot just keep spinning your wheels and throwing spaghetti at the wall and see what sticks. At some point, you need to have a plan. But for the most part, inside of that plan are these three core things, right? So take a look at your business, analyze that. That's your action step, right? I want you to analyze those three components. Do you have a set of core offers? Profitable, they're bringing in revenue that you're enjoying. Do you have a marketing strategy? Or is it kind of all over the place? Do you have a sales strategy? If one of those components is missing, focus on that. That's where you got to spend your time, right? If you're feeling a little frustrated with Q1, look at those three things and see where you need to put a little bit more time and effort. And then put the time and effort in. Get focused. It's not about being all over, doing everything, serving everyone, and trying to be in all the places and hire all the people and do all the things. It's not. Get focused on the things that are going to bring revenue into your business. Revenue and profit are what grows a business. Okay? I love you. I believe in you. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks so much for listening today. But remember, now it's time to take action. My goal is to get you results. So, what is one action you can commit to taking this week? Feel free to share it with me in my DMs or tag me on your socials. Not sure what action to take? Grab the link in the show notes and schedule a strategic power hour. We can talk through it together and get you a strategic plan of action in just 60 short minutes. Oh, and one last favor. As with every podcast, reviews and ratings are what help us continue to show up and grow. So if you wouldn't mind, please take a quick minute to leave a 5-star review on Apple or Spotify and share this episode with a friend. Thanks. Talk soon.